Chapter 1, The Man Who Won It All, Then Gave It All Away. One of the joys in living in Canada is we get to help fund our government by making voluntary donations. Most of the time, this is called tax, and it's our favorite three-letter swear word. However, outside of that, everybody's favorite voluntary donation is to the government-run lotteries, such as Lotto 649 and Lotto Max. In honor of a recent large lottery win here in London, Ontario, I want to tell you all about the man who won it all and gave it all away. When I met Sammy, he was in his late 60s. Sammy had an amazing life story. He'd been born in desperate conditions in a third world country run by a dictator ravaged by war and violence. It was, as one might imagine, not a great place to grow up. The village in which he was raised had neither a sewer system nor running water. It was impossible to build basic infrastructure in a place where war was a constant threat. Determined to find a better life by the time he was 20, Sammy hid aboard a cargo ship in order to escape. It seemed to him better to risk being lost at sea than to stay where he was. Eventually, that ship found its way to Halifax, and he arrived in Canada as a refugee. Sammy built a life for himself here. He married, he settled down, he started a family with his wife Mary. Every day, he would say, was like winning the lottery. That proved to be an apt turn of phrase indeed, because one day, Sammy did in fact win the lottery and suddenly found himself a millionaire. Can you imagine what it would be like coming from such humble beginnings, grateful for every day you wake up in freedom to find yourself wealthy in an instant? What do you think you would do? The stats say that most lotto winners end up blowing it all, often in a matter of a few years. Well, Sammy's decision was to give almost all of it away. Some went to his church as a thank you for the support he'd received from that community upon his arrival in Canada as a desperate young man fleeing violence. Some went to family. The bulk of it, however, went back to his home country, to the village he grew up in, where he helped pay for the installation of sewer infrastructure. It was an unglamorous but desperately needed gift. Here in Canada, we would take something like this for granted, but Sammy knew that this was fundamental to the well-being of everyone in the village. The generous gift of sanitation, cleanliness, and health. I suppose you could say that most lotto winnings go down the toilet, but in this case, Sammy's lotto winnings actually allowed people to have toilets. When he returned to Canada, Sammy took in the last remaining lottery funds and used them as collateral for a business loan a friend needed. A year later, the friend's business failed and the bank foreclosed on the loan. Despite everything, it never bothered Sammy that he had so much money and now it was all gone. Instead, what kept him up at night was how he was treated both with and without the money. "Ryan," he once told me in tears, "that money was never mine. God lent it to me to do good in the world, and we did that, and I am proud of it and I have no regrets. But I can't get over how the bank treated me like a god on the day we won the money, but then treated us like dirt when they took the last of it away. I'll never forget that feeling until my dying day." He never did get over that feeling, and that was how we started working together. Understandably, he no longer wanted to deal with the bank, and instead chose to work with me over the last few years of his life. I was so very grateful to have the chance to spend some time with Sammy and Mary. They were wonderful people with a great grasp on the important things in life. A couple of years after we met, Sammy died at a far too young age, as his early life had taken a heavy toll on his long-term health. His was a life very well lived indeed. He passed away many years ago, and I still think of him fondly, as I'm sure do many others. In fact, as a tribute to his kindness, generosity, and impact on the world around him, nearly 750 of us showed up for his funeral in a church designed to only hold 500. All this for a man who only had a handful of family members in Canada. Early in my career as a planner, Sammy's story and the deep respect so many people who knew him had for him served as a strong lesson to me that money is only a tool, and it is our intent and how we use it that will define us forever. Sammy could have taken his winnings and spent them on himself. Instead, he looked at a world around him, saw what needed doing, and invested in the people he loved. We live in a society where these basic truths are often overlooked and forgotten. Our fulfillment and happiness should be measured by the quality of our lives, not by the quantity of wealth that we hold. This has been a sample chapter from the book Driven by Purpose by Ryan Fraser. If you'd like to obtain a copy of this book, please visit our website at www.drivenbypurpose.ca. You can also find the e-version of this book on any of the major e-platforms, including Kobo, Amazon, and Apple.